Welcome to another JPR Live session on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly, live from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on Southern Oregon University campus. This session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club, hosting cold drinks and live music in a casual atmosphere in downtown Talent, Oregon. Find their live music calendar at talentclublive.com. Today we are in for a real treat. Joining us in the studio is a band that has become a staple roots blues soul rock band here in our JPR Open Air Library. Southern Avenue showcases the soul of Memphis. They continue to evolve and inspire, says Rolling Stone. They take listeners into a world filled with stories that resonate long after the last note fades. Unforgettable music and electric performances. That's Rolling Stone. Billboard named them Billboard put them at the top of their blues chart as number 6 in February 17 with their debut album. iTunes Blues Charts put them at number 1. They are an award-winning, Grammy-nominated band who has recorded and performed with the likes of North Mississippi All-Stars, rubbed shoulders with Mavis Staples, and many, many other greats. They're named after a very famous street in their own very hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. I am so thrilled to be welcoming Southern Avenue into the studio. Welcome, everybody. They're a colorful bunch in here today. We're going to experience some really beautiful blood harmony. We've got a trio of sisters here that are going to be just singing their hearts out to you in a moment. We've got Tierney Jackson, lead vocalist, songwriter. We've got TK, who's also usually on a drum set. We are three vocal mics and a guitar today. We've also got Ava Jackson, percussionist, vocalist. She's also got a violin in her back pocket today. And Ori Neftali with the guitar as well. Welcome, everybody. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Oh, and just a couple pieces of business here. Happy belated birthday to you, TK.
Congrats
on the new kiddo. I was a little off on my timeline. I thought it was like baby. We've got a toddler now. Since we've seen you the last time in Southern Oregon, it was about 2019, yeah. She's sprouted up. So congratulations on the growing family and all of your success. Now that we're in the studio here, let's just get things kicked off with a song. Would you like to start with something right away?
Yes.
We're going to do Found a Friend in You.
I was saved by the graces, I was saved by love, saved by the laughs, now they lift me up.
that's Southern Avenue here at Jefferson Public Radio with Friend in You. Southern Avenue is on tour in support of their latest record called Family. They are playing at Riverbend Live, presented by JPR in Winston, Oregon, tomorrow night, kicking off their summer concert series at a beautiful park, beautiful outdoor amphitheater. The show is 7 o'clock. It's free. First come, first serve. Bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, bring your picnic, and come have a really good time and dance in the grass with these awesome musicians. The new record is called Family. It's out streaming on all places you can find music. You've heard it here on Open Air. You can find out more about the band at southernavenuemusic.com. Can you guys tell me a little bit, maybe obvious, but maybe a little bit about how you landed on the title of your new record, Family?
Well, the journey for this album, well, this album tells the story of our journey. And throughout our journey, we've gotten so much support and we built such a beautiful community with our fans that when we got to writing this album, we feel like it's the first album where we had Ava to be able to actually join us for the full recording as a full band member. So this album for us felt like home because we finally don't have to like play the tricks of, you know, what kind of sound are we going to do. Finally, we get to just embrace our roots and be ourselves. And so a lot of our fan base, they saw who we were before we really saw ourselves. But everything fell into place when Ava decided to join the group. So we wrote this, we were very intentional with this album to tell the story of how we got to grow into a family and, you know, and all the people that supported us and brought us here. So it's really a story of our journey and of us discovering who we are.
Sure. When we first heard you over here on this coast was by way of your debut album, Southern Avenue. Can you tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, the significance of that name as well, and how your identity is tied into that name of the band, Southern Avenue? What's the significance behind that? And then maybe also, could you tell us a little bit about how did you start? What are the roots of the band? How did you all come together?
Well, Southern Avenue is the place I used to live at, and around the time I met Tierney. As we were touring with my solo band, very quickly, me, Tierney, and TK realized that we should start like a partnership and a band together. And then that's kind of how Southern Avenue started. But it took us a month or two to find a name. Until I was sitting on my porch and I realized that the sign Southern Avenue is in front of me, and it's a pretty cool band name that is pretty representative of who we are. And luckily, there wasn't any other group that took that commitment. We were really just, you know, a reflection of the city's musical history and, you know, hopefully the future. So Southern Avenue really made sense.
And Southern Avenue, for those of you who don't know, and I only know this from reading about it, is that it's a famous street. It leads to Soulville. That's where Stax Record originated and is. So it's kind of a powerful musical landmark of a road or avenue, if you will.
Well, if you drive to Royal Studios, you need to go through Southern Avenue. You know, Royal Studios and Stax Records is 4 blocks away from each other. So it's just that whole, yeah, it's just kind of, that's the main vein for that. So it's cool. You know, we just wanted to do music together and have a band name that won't embarrass us. We didn't really, you know what I mean? I don't remember us over,
much,
yeah.
But it just, yeah, we didn't get signed to Stax until long after the fact of us like picking the band name.
Yeah, so that's a coincidence.
At all, yeah. Very much a coincidence.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
So quick rewind, Ori, you hail from across the ocean. It sounds like you grew up
Memphis.
In
Memphis. Talking about.
There we go.
I couldn't hide it. Golly.
You grew up in Israel. Tell us about your path. Yeah. What drew you to music, and how did you find your way across to Memphis, that soul of...
Yeah, I grew up in Tel Aviv, and there's a lot of, you know, American music, especially, you know, the music of B.B. King and Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis, and especially the Memphis area, has been famous worldwide. I mean, I think that That's something that is, you know, all the way to every country in the world, even those that are, it's illegal for them to listen to Memphis music. They had ways to pirate it and listen to it. Mm-hmm. So it's not that far off in terms of, you know, being familiar with who B.B. King is and Buddy Guy and that. But also, my dad is just a huge jazz and blues fan. So I've been listening to that music all my life. And he's been, you know, taking me to guitar lessons before I could write. And the blues is just the place I feel most comfortable at spiritually, mm-hmm. for some reason. So,
and yeah. And TK, Ava, and Tierney, you all grew up in Memphis, yeah?
Yeah.
What would you say the effect of the sense of place growing up there influenced your path and being drawn to music like this?
We were very sheltered. We were raised in the church, and so we had no sense of where we were. We had no clue that Memphis was legendary.
Were raised in the church or were not raised in the
church?
We
were raised in the church. We had no clue about the legacy of Memphis music. We grew up with musician parents. They were ministers, but my mother played the organ in the church. My father played guitar. And all of us, we all sang and grabbed an instrument, and all we were allowed to do was be at church. So we played music at church. We played music at home. We jammed all night. Luckily, we didn't have much of a bedtime because, you know, my parents, they were still kind of hippies, but they were very, you know, Christian hippies. So yeah. We just jammed all the time. And that was our lifestyle. We learned about music when we got to see the world playing Memphis music, realize, oh, what we do is something special. We didn't know before we left home to do that.
Yeah, I feel like our music comes from a natural place because that's just what we grew up around. And the musicians that were playing on Beale Street were also at church. Like, it was all the same. So you didn't see it like the world saw it. So you just grew up around it and everything was naturally the rhythm and the way that we express ourselves. So
it's in our DNA.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say the church is like the first place where we got our lesson in music. It was very much so about providing an atmosphere so people could find their deliverance, so people could, you know, exude themselves of all the trials and tribulations they had been going through all week. So for us, it was taken very seriously, you know, the music. So I think in our upbringing, we really got a beautiful opportunity to be introduced, shaped, and molded in a way before we stepped out to the world who knows blues to be what it is. So
mm-hmm. Beautiful. Southern Avenue is our guest here at JPR in this live session. Are you ready to play another song?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The sisters.
I got a sister to birth a dream, a sister to keep it queen, a sister to hype me up when my bad ain't bad enough. Bad just ain't bad enough. Bad just ain't bad enough. My bad just ain't bad enough. Bad just ain't bad enough. If I ain't got my sisters, my sisters, my sisters, and I got a sister who'll bear the road, a sister for the kids at home. Sisterhood is all I know, and we don't ride these streets alone, cause my bad just ain't bad enough. Bad just ain't bad enough. My bad just ain't bad enough. Bad just ain't bad enough. If I sisters, my sisters, my sisters, my sisters. Ooh, 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 ooh. We are power. right, if you're listening out there on the airwaves, I'm gonna need you to put your hands together. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, we love you guys out there, and thank y'all for having us. We are power. We are love. We move mountains for each other. We are power. We are love. We move mountains for each other. And together we'll take the world. Together we'll take the world. Together we'll take the world.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna stop saying oh my gosh. Southern Avenue live at Jefferson Public Radio. Man, I'm just nailed to the wall with these powerful vocals. You've got to see them in concert if you can. It will really blow your hair back. I was just thinking there's a lot said about that you hear people talking about harmonizing with family, with kin, blood harmony, if you will. We've had a couple of groups in like that in the last year or so. I'm wondering what you gals have to say about that. What is it like to sing with each other? I remember that before when I saw you, Ava, you're new to the group, mm-hmm. since 2019. Did you have other people singing with you? What is it like comparatively to sing together as a trio of sisters?
We've had one other backup singer because, you know, we needed the three-part harmony. We recorded her on all the albums in three-part harmony. But there's really nothing like sibling harmonies because they just work. We grew up around the same musicianship. So when it comes to writing parts, they just flow. There's not really, it just happens. It's so easy. It just writes itself. And it's the best, yeah. Really.
We were singing for fun before we were singing for a career, so.
Yeah. So it's fun.
And I think because we're related, we have this kind of intuitive thing. So
yeah.
I know where to fall in to blend with Tier and TK, yeah. And vice versa, all of us together, so.
I blend too, girl.
Yeah, he blend on mute.
I do.
Yeah.
It seems like music is and has been a way of life for all of you. It's living and breathing, like you said, it's natural. What, yeah. Do you ever, how do you balance, do you have to find balance with music and life and,
yes.
and parenting and I don't know, school at some point in there and kids and mm-hmm. how do you find that balance, or is it just really all in?
Everybody has to find balance between the things you love and life and kids, and everybody has to find that balance. I feel like when you're doing what you feel truly, when you truly feel like what you're meant to be doing, everything falls into place.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a matter of taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of that, if you can even just check out a video really quick of these guys before you catch them tomorrow night at 7:00 Riverbend Live, Winston's Riverbend Park. Tierney, you specifically are one of the most physically enigmatic performers I've ever seen, and you guys have such all of you, just such energy just oozing from you off the stage. You too, Ori. And I just wonder what and you guys play a lot. What do you do to stay strong and to keep your energy up on a tour like this?
That's a good question.
I take lots of vitamins,
gas station food.
No, honestly, mm-hmm. I would say as a band, we're all pretty physically active. Mm-hmm. We definitely try when we're out on the road and we have time off, we try to get outdoors, go for runs, go for walks.
I haven't went on a run in years.
Exactly. Somebody has to walk.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But
no,
we work
like
out.
The rest of us.
We work out. We drink a lot of water. I take a lot of vitamins and stuff.
And I think our bass player Matt goes on runs, too.
Yeah, he exercises. Yeah. I would also say it's like you get your adrenaline and dopamine from doing things that you're enjoying. Mm-hmm. So your body, even though it's physically in a good place, you also have that extra oomph to help you do a show, because sometimes we'll be traveling a lot and not have a lot of energy for the show. But because we, you know, this is something that we love to do and we see the audience and everybody smiling, it kind of gives you that extra oomph.
Yeah. Any fun pre or post rituals that you guys all do together?
ban me.
Well, we, I think
that you're allowed to share on the radio.
Nothing. I mean, we don't have rituals.
We like to do our makeup together sometimes, and that's always fun because we play music, we dance, and we just.
Yeah, rituals are usually when you have like the same vehicle, the same like kind of tour. But we'll play here, play there, drive in different situations. We don't have a steady kind of workflow, like day flow. So,
sure.
But yeah.
makeup's always more fun with friends and sisters and getting your
got more products.
Southern Avenue is out on tour of support of their brand new record, Family. It's their fourth studio album. It's incredible, as well as seeing them live. If you get a chance tomorrow night, you can see them the 4th of July kicking off Riverbend Live at Winston, Oregon's Riverbend Park. You can find more about the show at riverbendlive.org. You can find more about Southern Avenue, find their music, find their merch, follow their tour at southernavenuemusic.com. That's also their handle on socials. You can get ready. I think I've seen little snippets. You can check out their pre-show makeup rituals and see clips of them on stage live on Instagram. Southern Avenue Music is also their handle there. We have time for one more song. Aww. What would you all like to wrap up with?
Oh, yeah.
Upside?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do Upside. This song is about looking up on the brighter side of things and taking on life with a positive view, positive intentions, no matter what is bringing you down.
Hiya.
Don't you carry all them troubles around, leaving bags but not your pride on the ground. Don't you hold on to mistakes that you made. Give no power to the price of the game. Don't waste your time on things that you can't change.
Can't change the things that you can't.
Don't waste change. Your time. Don't nothing stay the same. No, it don't. No, it don't. No, it don't. Hey, every day's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Hey, find me on the upside.
Upside, upside. Hey,
every day's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Hey, find me on the upside.
Upside, upside, upside.
Don't you be afraid to feel what you feel. We're all human, that's just part of the deal. Cause when your heart is open, you feel alive. Let the wind blow, enjoy the ride. Don't waste your time. I think that you can't change.
Can't change the things that you can't.
Don't waste
change.
Your time.
Hey,
find me on the upside.
Upside, upside.
Yeah, every day's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Hey, find me on the upside.
Upside, upside, upside.
Oh, the upside.
You can't.
Don't waste
change.
Your time. Don't nothing stay the same.
No, it don't. No, it don't. No, it don't.
Hey, every day's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Hey, find me on the upside.
Upside, upside.
Hey, every day's a new day.
Every day's a new day.
Hey, find me on the upside.
That's it. We need to get video, officially need to implement video aspect of our live sessions here at JPR. You guys are incredible. Everyone is for such a treat at Riverbend Live tomorrow night. It's a free show in Winston, Oregon's Riverbend Park, 7 o'clock. Bring your blankets, bring your picnic blankets, baskets, bring your snacks. Just leave your pets at home and get ready for a really good time. You guys, that was incredible. Oh. The new record's outstanding. Family, it's called. You can find it in all streaming platforms. We're spinning it here on Open Air. Just real quick before you guys go, I know you guys are headed off to Riverbend Live tomorrow. The Waterfront Blues Fest in Portland coming up after that. And then I think you get like 24 hours at home back in Memphis once you get there before you're off on the next. Yeah. But what else? After tour, are you guys... got anything?
We have Dave Matthews in August. We have a show with him.
Where?
At the Gorge. and then we have a tour with Trombone Shorty in November.
Wow.
So those are the two things that usually the support tours we are so blessed to get when we do get them is usually what we kind of look up to, because we get to do what we do but share it over a long period of time with colleagues and people that we love. You know, it's just a whole different thing going on tour with another band.
And then that, you know, maybe leads to collaboration sometimes too.
Mm. Oh, 100%. I'm just saying that it's fun, like, doing shows when there's other bandmates, like other people around, and we can like share experiences and become friends, you know?
They got good green rooms. Amazing.
See, that's a whole different thing, but...
Well, catch Southern Avenue's tour schedule at southernavenuemusic.com. Get their new record, Family, and tune into Open Air. We'll be spinning that. Check them out in Winston, Oregon, tomorrow night, 4th of July. You guys have a really great rest of this leg of your tour. Safe 4th of July, everybody. Safe travels. And please keep the music coming and come back next time you're on this side of the coast.
We will.
Or the country. See you later. This is a JPR live session sponsored in part by the Talent Club in Talent, Oregon, hosting live music in downtown Talent with a casual atmosphere and cold drinks. You can find their lineup at talentclublive.com. This JPR live session has been engineered by the incredible John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios. Special thanks to Michaela and Dave Jackson upstairs and Laura over here, roadie of the day. And you can find the audio and photos for this live session on our website later on today, and you can hear this wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Thank you for listening. Open Air will continue right after this.